Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Live cattle and feeder cattle finished slightly higher today, significantly off their highs, but 30 higher in the April feeders at 144.57, May's up 5 at 148.80, both of those about $1 to $1.50 off their contract highs earlier in the day. Live cattle were 40 to 60 higher, April's up 52 higher at 126.22, that was roughly a dollar off of its high earlier in the day. Box beef at midday finished the day higher, was about $1.24 higher at 227.28 on choice, select up 86 219.75. Now it looks like the cash market last week was going to be 125-ish, $2 or $3 lower than the previous week, and this week early bids are servicing around 124 and 125. So looks like at least steady, maybe higher than last week, given the bids are currently at the same price. Oklahoma City approximately had 8,000 head today. Joplin approximately 6,000 head. The feeder cattle index is 141.74, down 61 cents. Of course, now the April is the front month, getting away from March here. That's where we're going to start off with April. President Trump threatened to close the Mexican and U.S. border. That's currently our largest pork destination and third beef destination, so we'll be monitoring that closely.
Superior Livestock proud to present the Gulf Coast Classic number 4, 4th and 5th of April, live on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating from the Natchitoches Event Center of Natchitoches, Louisiana, 8 a.m. Central Time for both Thursday morning and Friday morning, 4th and 5th of April. Be selling a total of 57,100 head. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
The grain market bounced back from Friday's bearish sell-off. Corn today up 4.5 to 5.5 cents. Beans were kind of the leader, up 10 to 12, and then wheats were up 4 to 5 cents. Cotton futures up 42 cents. This morning we had a relatively large export report, or an export sell report for soybeans at over 800,000 metric tons going to China. So that was a welcome news here and helping lift those markets higher. And then at 10 a.m. we had a export inspections report. Wheat was right in the middle of the range. Corn was 1.259 million metric tons, looking for 700 to 1.0. So that was greater than expected. And then beans were right in the middle of the range, looking for 500 to 900, and it was 730,000. But overall, it looks like the market is shrugging off yesterday, Friday's bearish news. It looks like somewhere around 1 to 1.1 million acres were underwater due to the flooding. But we have to remember that the report on Friday was survey-driven before March 24th, so it didn't really take into consideration any flooding or wet weather scenarios.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.